Nolte, 54% support Bud Light boycott. By John Nolte on April 18, 2023. According to Rasmussen, 54% of American adults support the boycott of Anheuser-Busch after the uproar over the company using transvestite Dylan Mulvaney to promote Bud Light. Only 30% of Americans oppose the boycott. When asked if they think major corporations give too much or not enough attention to transgender issues, 52% said too much, while only 18% said not enough. 15% said it is about right. When asked if putting a transvestite on a can of Bud Light made them more or less likely to purchase Bud Light, only 19% said more likely, while 40% said less likely. 37% said it made no difference. I understand entirely why people are upset about this, but I have to agree with Donald Trump Jr. on this one. Donald Trump Jr. called on conservatives to end their boycott of Budweiser and Anheuser-Busch, as many on the right have expressed outrage at the company for partnering with a transgender woman. The former president's son spoke on his show Triggered with Don Jr. "I'm not for destroying an American, an iconic company for something like this," he said. "Well, I guess I do not agree entirely with Don Jr. I am not calling for an end to the boycott. I do not call for things. No one would listen if I did. And if they did listen, I would not be comfortable with that kind of power. My issue is this. So what? If Dylan Mulvaney, a grown man, wants to live his life as a transvestite prancing around like an astonished reindeer, who cares? Yes, he is practicing minstrelsy to mock women. I do not like it, but it is a free country. And in a way, he is a victim. He will never get the psychological help he needs with the world patronizing him. If Bud Light wants to promote its beer to transvestites and transsexuals and drag queens, who cares? Now, if Bud Light went the Disney route and put a transvestite on a box of crayons or something aimed at kids, that would be another issue. But this was a can of beer. For as long as I have been alive, Americans have coexisted just fine with transvestites and transsexuals and drag queens. Go be gay. Go pretend you're a woman. Cut your Johnson off. No one cares. Before he started grooming kids, I was fine with RuPaul. We have had two Wong Fu, 1995, Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975, Dog Day Afternoon, 1975, and John Waters. To a lesser degree, we have had some Like It Hot and Bosom Buddies, but then, too many of these perverts declared war on us and sought to sexualize our kids. That is when things changed. That is when the battle began. It was fascists and groomers who started it. Suddenly, we were threatened for not affirming biological and scientific lies about being born the wrong sex or magically switching sex. Suddenly, we were bullied for not being okay with grown men in high heels sharing a bathroom and locker room with our daughters. We were told to clap as cheaters pretended to be women so they could win sports trophies. Worst of all, we are supposed to be silent as drag queens openly groom and manipulate the sexuality of those not old enough to consent. We are even supposed to be okay with permanently mutilating children with puberty blockers and surgeries right out of a Nazi concentration camp. But I draw a big red line that can be seen from space when it comes to live and let live. What consenting adults do with their lives is none of my business. What companies do is none of my business. I do not care. As long as they do not bully me or target kids, I do not care. I would never put a transvestite on a can of beer. But I would also never bully a beer company about who it does or does not choose to promote its beer. I refuse to be manipulated by the corporate media and Democrats into crossing my red line. To paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, it does me no injury for my neighbor to wear a dress or a beer company to promote a man in a dress. It neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg. P.S. Anheuser-Busch stock is up 6.3 points for the month. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.